Siman Tes Vav. And we did Sif Hey. We did not do the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Hey yet. So for the holy Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Ches. So in the case where the Nekev, where the tzitzis were attached to, it tore over there. So it tore, and Mishnah Berurah says, "Mari Shaloi Tefor." They didn't sew it back yet. K'mashmon Aval Gavlo Mishtar Maloi Kesher Agadol. So there's a rule that you can't put the tzitzis in too close to the edge, and in this situation it is now too close to the edge, and that amount is called Maloi Kesher Agadol. So that's still okay, because that's a requirement when you make the tzitzis. Even though right around when the tzitzis are in the garment, they move down, it's still kosher. Now, if you want to sew up this tear, so oughts. Even baggage shall tzemer, if the baggage is made out of wool. So we have Rashi's concern that if you sew it with a wool thread, we have a gzera. You might look at that as part of the tzitzis. So he spread a bechutei shar minim. You should sew it up with a thread from a different type of material. You do not need to remove them and reinsert them, because the corner has not been compulsory. Okay. Who shall sharmin? If the garment is of another material, also the sofer bechutin shall min a baggad l'das Rashi. You cannot use a thread of the same type of material as the garment. See, if it's a cotton baggad, you cannot use cotton thread. The shema yishar bechutin the shem tzitzis. He might decide to leave one of the chutin for the tzitzis. After the Yeshom sits, Gabriel's question yesterday, the sits is there already. So the answer is Lo Plug Bezechos. Al did not differentiate, and we don't want you to say, well, in this case he's not going to make a mistake. Other cases he will. Chazal said, I'm sorry, you can't do this, because in general these cases there is potential for problems. So what should you do? El Yikach Kutei Menacher. So you should use silk thread or something of that sort, or canvas thread, in a cotton garment, and not or wool thread even, I guess. Probably wool not also. Wool should not be used. Furthermore, it's better to use a colored type of a thread. Since now we make tzitzis nowadays white, so when we see that it's colored, the person will realize that it's not part of the tzitzis and not make that mistake. So if you make it colored, that will remove the concern that you might use that thread for the tzitzis, for purpose of tzitzis. Okay. Now, so if it tore, some of it was left over, you sewed it up, and then you put in the tzitzis. So if it's a woolen garment, nobody uses woolen thread anymore, so Rashi's gzera is not really common, not a concern in that situation. You're not going to use woolen thread. And once you use thread of a different material, let's say cotton, you know that you can't use cotton scissors in a woolen garment, so there's nothing to be worried about. So kosher the kuliyam. So the Rashi learns there's always this concern that you might use the thread, you use to sew it up as part of your tzitzis. The kim of the beggar who shall tzemer, since the garment is wool, and you don't usually make wool thread, say locha shiyashar b'chutei sharminim l'shem tzitzis. So you must have used a different thread of a different material. And aloha is you cannot use those as the tzitzis in a woolen garment. So you're not going to mistakenly say, oh, that'll be the tzitzis for this garment, because they can't be the tzitzis for this garment.
Oh, I can't.
You can't use other types of minim as sitters in a woolen garment.
What?
Right?
What is this?
You can't use.
Sewed on for the corner.
Right.
What was that?
You set up the tear. So you use, you say, let's say a cotton thread or a silk thread, whatever it might be. It's not, they don't usually use wool thread, so you're going to use some other type of thread. Whatever thread you're going to use can't be tzitzis for the woolen garments. Now, there are, that's according to Rashi.
It's a woolen garment?
In the case of a woolen garment, right? The Rav Amram, Kim and Sharkol Shulam Nisbatul Materis Begad, Chanaba Sifa Kaidim. Rav Amram's point was that if it loses the status of a baggage, so now you're putting it in something which is not part of the baggage anymore. So it doesn't apply where the edge of the garment is still intact. It's just the cut is inside. The case of there was the cut was from the outside going in. So part of the outside going in is cut. Over here, the edge is intact. The tear was inside the garment. So that will not be mavato, the same garment, for the rest of the baggage. And in Rav Amram himself, we said there's an opinion that says if you sew it up,
Rav Amram,
yeah, if you sew it up and then you put in the tzitzis, it's fine. So Koshkin over here, that would be true. Okay, now if however the baggit is made out of a different type of material, what?
What's this you're talking about?
We're going in the case over here where there's a tear in the garment near the edge, but the edge remained intact, where the hole where the tzitzis was tore a little bit, ripped a little bit. So it's that hole is now stretching, the tzitzis are coming down very close to the edge of the bag. So you want to sew that up and then put the tzitzis in. So you should sew it up in a wool garment. People don't use wool thread, so you're going to use a different thread. We're not worried about the person's mistake thinking that's a thread of the tzitzis. It's called the Rashi. Rashi holds that is a concern in a case where it would be a type of thread which it would be kosher. Let's say cotton garment, and a cotton thread would be a problem because you might think that that's part of the tzitzis and it's not. You might think that it is, and then add on more tzitzis based on that. So that you never put the right amount of tzitzis in at the end. That's according to Rashi. According to Rav Amram, the problem before, in the case before, where it tore from the edge of the garment going in, is because this little area is not considered a garment anymore. It's too small. And you have the tzitzis in this non-garment. But over here, since the edge was still intact, it just tore inside, it tore internally, so that doesn't lose its name of being a status of being a garment.
What do you mean by torn inside? It tore internally?
If there's a hole here, and it tore down over here, so this the edge of the garment is still intact, just it tore over here, and part of this now, which used to be garment, is torn. As opposed to the case before, was the tear was from here going in, so this whole piece of garment is not attached. It's missing its attachment on this side. Over here, the garment is still intact. There's a little piece of garment which is flapping around. It's not totally attached. So that doesn't lose its din of a bag. Okay, so that's the case where the bag is made out of tzemer. However, the bag is made out of other materials. So if you use the same material, so other materials, the rule is that a cotton garment can either only have woolen tzitzis, which again, we don't have woolen threads. You're not afraid you're going to think that this thread is the woolen tzitzis for the garment. Or you can use a thread of the same material. So you can make cotton tzitzis in a cotton garment. You can't make woolen, you can't make silken tzitzis in a cotton garment, or vice versa. So if you use a silk thread to sew up your cotton garment, again, what are you worried about? According to Rashi, you can't use that thread. And according to the Rav Amram, it didn't tear totally. But if you use a cotton thread in a cotton garment, you have a headache. According to Rashi, it's a problem. Right? So, Yisra, you shouldn't sew it up with the same type of min. According to Rashi, you can't sew it up with the same material. You can sew it up with a different type of material. And if you make it a colored one, that's even better.
What's Rashi saying what's with
Amisa? Okay, we said before there's a problem. The case where it tears from the edge of the garment going in. The halacha is that it's no good. What's the problem? Rashi says the problem is you can't sew it up, it says. What are you worried about? Rashi says if you sew it up, the edge of your thread which is there to you for sewing, people will mistakenly think it's part of the tzitzis and not put the proper amount of tzitzis in afterwards. Rav Amram said the problem is because when you it tears like that, this area which remains attached partially loses the status of a baggit. And you can't put tzitzis in a non-baggit. It's not a baggit, it's too small. That's the machlokes. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, v'im nikra utzvar v'achakach hitzav v'sitzes. If it tore, you sewed it up with the same type of thread. I have to be a different type of thread. It's a question. So what's the case? It's a question. So we've been saying right now that according to Rashi, it's on a different thread. It's okay. According to Amram, since it didn't tear all the way, it's okay. So what's the case of Ikal Suke? That we have a suffix. So the case, which Shabbos says, is the case which we discussed at the end of the last sif, that it tore totally all the way to the edge. And then you set it up and then you put in the tzitzis. So according to Rashi, it's a different thread, so who cares? According to Rav Amram, when it was torn, it lost its status of a baggit. The sewing it up, give it back the status of a baggit. So that was what Machloek is in the last sif. So the Mechaber, that's the question. It went all the way from the neck all the way to the edge. In that case, there's a question. Even if you'll use a different type of a thread, which is impossible to use for tzitzis in this garment, for example, if the garment is wool, and you use cotton tzitzis, the Rashi says it's going to hate. Now, there's no chashash. You might think that it's tzitzis because everybody knows you can't use cotton tzitzis in a woolen baggit. So it's not tzitzis. But the problem is, filochi efshar to the Rav Amram is possible. But to Rav Amram, it's a different story. Why is that? The kibbutz nishtar kol, so since it tore all the way to the edge, so this area over here, which is semi-attached, but not totally, lost its status of being part of the garment. So what was this? So what's the suffix? So it's no good. But we had a question before: if you sew it up and then you put in the tzitzis, what's the halacha? So that's the issue which we're dealing with right now.
According to who is that?
For the Rambam Apostle, the Kibbutz Nishtar Kol said it wasn't kosher. Once it's cut all the way through, it's like it's not attached. Well, your old tefira, and so sewing it doesn't change the status of him. It tears, you sew it up and then put in tzitzis. I'm sorry, it's still considered detached. Okay? So that is the reason why we say it's no good. What's the reason why we say that it's good? After the Hacha Adif. The Halai, Hakonav Husholim Mishnat Stadav, Rakbe Emsa Nifsak.
You might say it's good or you might say it's
the color of Amram, according to the first opinion, it's no good. Even though you set it up before you put the tzitzis in. So what's the tzad over here that even like that sheet that it should be okay? Because over here it's better. Because it's sholem mishneit stodim, rak ve'emsa nifsuk. V'zeh ha'stav v'shol shulchan aruch. And this is how the Gra explains the safa. Did say please speak quietly. Thank you. Okay, now if I'm a Tasha Chalik, Pesach Dan Kan Sofik. The Kuli Almim hit the Batsitsis Lachat Firas the Kosher. He also knows this case is better than the case before. The case before it was torn off significantly to the point like it's not attached anymore. And over here, it was attached still to some extent, just there was a cut. There was a rip in the, through it. So this case is better, and everybody who holds that case is kosher. if you sew it up and you put in tzitzis. We come welcome, fine. The Yerushalayim time she hear a kind of matfira was his tachas a kind of chidikah shall beg a sholosh or sholosh.
I mean everyone.
Yerubam. So he says, but the best eitzah is if you put a piece of material there, which is 3x3, and you attach that to the garment, so you'll solve the problem for everybody. So that's you should do. Vimi yeshul, if that's not possible, yeshul kol kataz, you can rely on the taz that it's kosher, sewing it up beforehand. We said before that that's the Iker Shita, that Tfira does work. Okay. Zotim Machabras Sif Vav.
Sewing up the tear in the garment.
What's part of Amram's criteria to say that that kind of a cut makes it not part of the begad because it's still firmly attached on one side?
So that's what he's saying right now, that we could argue that the case, maybe Ram only said his case in a case where it was significantly detached. Mm-hmm. Whereas over here, it was just just clearly a rip on one side, and that's the rest of it. It's still attached. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is presenting as the question.
I mean, only a rip once.
It was a rip this way, as opposed to a rip this way and that way. Okay. So if a person attaches a piece of material at the edge, and we reinforce, we reinforce the hole. See, metalis shall mesh, but let's say, for example, the talus was silk. When you use a white silk thread to reinforce the hole, or to attach this piece of material. So now you have this thread there. You have Rashi's din. Yeshachas b'dabra l'das Rashi shall take shum tefira l'mata misholosh l'malam mikesher agad. So the eitzah is that the stitches should not be within the area where tzitzis can be made. So if the stitches are not where the tzitzis can be made, you understand that it's not part of the tzitzis. So you put a large piece of material and you use the thread to sew it up over there, so it's not within three, it's not within a share where you'd be able to make tzitzis. So not worried about that.
Not the tzitzis shouldn't be.
Hagob, who had in the Mekomokim, Shetoifer, Bechut, Shumin tzitzis. So this would be a general problem. Anytime you're using the same type of material as the baguette, we're afraid that that thread will be, you'll mistakenly use it as part of the tzitzis.
Okay. So the armhole tzitzis that they have looks like a cotton corner.
Right, so that's cotton, so that's not a problem.
But doesn't it matter what stitch? What
so stitches should be, you'll be using cotton. And not you're not using wool thread.
The concern is that a person's going to add a fifth tzitzis, according to Rashi.
Again, the case is low plug. The concern is that the person didn't put any tzitzis in, has this thing hanging out. It's okay, put three more and make tzitzis out of it.
So first there was a baguette, four quarter, no tzitzis. Then it tore.
Right. That's the concern. So we answered all cases, even a case where the tzitzis in, they're ready because of a low plug. But the secret concern is that you're going to use that as one of your tzitzis, one of the threads of the tzitzis.
Why would I think there would be a problem with re-sewing a four-cornered beged that never had tzitzis on it?
Because there's the thread hanging out. So now when you make tzitzis in it, you're going to use that thread as part of your tzitzis. That's the concern. you sew it up over here right by the edge, and there's this thing hanging out. So it's okay, that's what sits at number one, that's thread number, string number one of my four sitses. But it's not, right? But that's what people will think. So then they're making that part of the sitses, which is not, so don't do this. And then even if there's sitses there already, we say a little fluke.
Does the sitses have to be spun?
The sitses have to be spun, right? You need to be.
So it doesn't matter if the stitch is not, the stitching thread is not spun.
Well, it's always going to be spun. It's not a functioning thread.
So even stitching thread is made out of several.
You want to know? Does it have to be plied? You mean? Yeah, we hold it has to be plied.
What do you mean by plied?
That you took two threads and you. When you make a sitzes thread, it has to release two threads in it, which you twist around each other. But yeah, it might be kosher even with just have one thread. So it's a concern that people will make that mistake. Anytime you're going to be using, you're sewing up the garment with the thread of the same type as the garment, you're going to have this concern. So Mishnah Berurah Shel Mashiach Beis, Dimu Shel Tzemer, Kanis Bar, the Ain Ochush Klal. If the garment's made out of wool, wool thread was a very uncommon thing. So you're not worried about the problem. The Ain Ochush Klal, the Mutter, the Himatze Tvira After Kimmel. So even though the Tvira is in a place which would theoretically be the area of where you'd be making sitzes, but you're not going to mistakenly think there's other material. Woolen thread people don't use. Other material is not kosher. So there's no mistake.
Silken
garment? If it would be a woolen garment, it would be fine. The problem is that the silken garment, so now we're afraid if you use chutei meshi, woolen and metal shashar minim, or whatever material the garment's made out of, as long as if the thread is the same type of material, you have a problem. If the chut is a different type of material, so the rule is that all of the types of sitzes threads only work if it's the same material as the garment, unless it's woolen sitzes. But that's not that we're not worried about over here because the thread they're using wasn't wool. He's sewing it up with a silken thread which is white. Love it. If the silken thread is colored. And lochesh klal shemer yikachen al tzitzis. They don't know egam lasa tzitzis tzibuim. Kosher kosev b'simin test sefek. Since we don't make our tzitzis colored, and if this thread which you use to sew it is colored, so people will not mistakenly think, oh, that's part of the tzitzis. Let's just add some more, right, to get a full amount of threads for the strings for the tzitzis, because it's colored. You don't use color for tzitzis, so you'll understand it's not part of the tzitzis. So if that's the situation, you don't want that thread within the halachic zone of where you can make tzitzis. Lamata migimel, the shom mukmakam tzitzis. That's where tzitzis can be made, and we're afraid that this thread will be perceived as part of the tzitzis. If it's sewn too high up or too low down, and people will not mistakenly think it's part of the tzitzis, because you know that you can't make tzitzis. You can't put tzitzis into that spot. Around the hole, so obviously, so the Mechaber gave two cases. Attaching chatichas baggid and reinforcing the hole. So reinforcing the hole, obviously the hole is in the right spot. So you can't say the solution is put in the wrong spot. It's not, because the hole has to be in the right spot. So over there, the reinforcement, you have to be careful. You can't use the same mint. because you'll end up with a problem. So the
same problem as before.
Again, I'm saying the point is the Shulchan Aruch gave us an Eitzah of if it's too high or too low. So he just points out that doesn't work for the case of the whole of the tzitzis, because you can't make the whole of the tzitzis too high or too low. So when you reinforce that whole, you have to make sure that you reinforce it properly, i.e. with a thread and not with the same min as the garments. Or a thread and a woolen tzitzis, which is always, we assume that it's not the same min. Right? Or you use a colored one. Or you use a colored one, so you, again, it's not going to be mistakenly to be perceived as part of the tzitzis. So also Litter with Kut Lava, that's what he writes over here. But he points out, but since we make our talisim out of wool, which people don't have wool thread, so there's no concern that he'll have this thread there and mistakenly think it's part of the tzitzis because people don't have wool thread. The Rambam added, "Hudim kol makom shetoy for bechut shu," means if you're sewing up the garment with a type of thread which is the same as the tzitzis, kol makom. Anytime you have a situation, to learn im nikra in tzarimenu kol shu kegavlam before leil basifet. Okay, so there's a tear and you have to fix it. You shouldn't use the thread which is the same min as the garment because then you're going to have a problem. Okay, I think we should time is old.
Tear of what? Tear of the hole?
806. Yeah. I think we're a sift behind.